AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Six of the group of seven leaders discussed Russia's war in Ukraine and international cooperation on key non-military issues as they wrapped up their summit without President Trump. Sagar Magani has more.
Ukraine's leader is re-upping his call for peace talks after the deadliest Russian strike on Kyiv this year. Hundreds of drones and missiles hit the Ukrainian capital overnight, killing 15 people.
One of the biggest attacks from the very beginning of this war.
President Volodymyr Zelensky was in Canada for the G7 summit, where he was to meet with President Trump, who instead returned here to Washington early amid a Mideast crisis.
We are ready for the peace negotiations, unconditional ceasefire.
But in Moscow,
the
Kremlin's Dmitry Peskov says it's unclear when more talks may happen. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Israel and Iran have again been trading fire, and President Trump's been weighing in, urging Iran's unconditional surrender, and saying in a social media post, "We know exactly where the so-called supreme leader is hiding," but adding, "We are not going to take him out, at least for now." His use of "we" is drawing attention. David Rising has more.
If Israel wants to realize its goal of destroying Iranian nuclear facilities, it's going to have to take out the Fordow enrichment plant, which is buried deep under a mountain in Iran. Right now, Israel itself lacks the conventional capabilities to take out such a facility, so it needs to talk to the U.S. about the bunker buster. Now, the bunker buster is not a specific bomb. It's a type of bomb. What we're talking about is a specific American weapon, which is 30,000-pound precision-guided bomb, and it can only be carried by the B-2 stealth bomber right now.
Los Angeles's mayor has lifted the downtown curfew she imposed a week ago during protests against immigration raids. And British lawmakers have voted to decriminalize abortion amid concern about the prosecution of women. This is AP News. Seth Sutel now with the AP Markets Report.
Stocks closed lower on Wall Street after the price of oil took another turn sharply higher. The S&P 500 fell 0.8% Tuesday. That came after signals that Israel's conflict with Iran may be worsening and that consumer spending in the U.S. could be weakening. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 299 points. It's about 0.7%. The Nasdaq Composite sank 0.9%. Treasury yields fell in the bond market after a report on retail sales came in weaker than expected. Crude oil prices rose more than 4%. Traders are worried that the conflict between Israel and Iran could compromise the flow of oil if tensions get worse. Seth Sutel, New York.
Mike Kempen has more on that retail sales report.
Sales at retail stores and restaurants dropped nearly 1% in May. That compares with a decline of 0.1% in April. There was a steep drop in auto sales. I'm Mike Kempen.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.